This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The air war against Afghanistan is in its fourth week. There's no indication the bombing campaign has weakened the Taliban's forces or the regime's hold on power. The Taliban stronghold of Kandahar in the south is bearing the brunt of today's attacks, though Taliban and Al-Qaeda positions in other parts of the country also are being hit. There's growing criticism within the Muslim world of the U.S. bombing campaign and the civilian casualties it's creating. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Islamabad. What's the latest on the bombing?
Well, for the moment, Bob, the strikes appear to be limited to the area around Kandahar. U.S. planes have been seen roaming the skies farther north and east around Kabul and the city of Mazar-i-Sharif, but so far none of the fairly intensive bombing of the front lines north of Kabul or around Mazar that's been going on for nearly a week now. Opposition forces say they are now preparing another push on the strategic northern city of Mazar-i-Sharif. They've been trying to take it for weeks with no success. This time around, they say they'll ask for more U.S. help, but it's unclear whether they'll get it or whether it would be enough. Meanwhile, the issue of civilian casualties, as you mentioned, is causing concern both in Afghanistan and elsewhere. Witnesses say at least 12 civilians, including several children, were killed in the capital, Kabul, yesterday when a stray bomb fell on their house. A reporter for the Associated Press saw at least six bodies, four of them children, and stories such as these, Bob, complete with pictures of damage that are broadcast from Kabul by the Qatar-based Al Jazeera satellite channel, which in turn shares these pictures with CNN and the BBC, are not helping the U.S. on the PR front worldwide. And Afghans who fled the country in the past few days, and some Afghan aid workers who go back and forth from here, say the population in Kabul, which in the beginning welcomed the U.S. airstrikes, thinking they meant a speedy end to the unpopular Taliban, are now, as the campaign enters its fourth week, beginning to say what the Taliban has been saying all along, that this is not a war against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and Osama, but a war against ordinary Afghans.
Any sign that Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf might be wavering in his support of the U.S.?
No signs of wavering at all. President Musharraf insists he's still on board, but at the same time, there seems to be a wee bit more urgency in his calls for short, targeted military action in order to avoid civilian casualties. Pakistanis, too, are growing increasingly unhappy with the U.S. strikes across the border and the civilian casualties, and General Musharraf knows this, and he's attempting to address those concerns. Meanwhile, thousands of Pakistani tribals are camped out on the border with neighboring Afghanistan. They're armed and ready, they say, to enter the country to fight with the Taliban against the U.S. They've been there for a couple of days now. It's not clear whether the Taliban want them, and it's not clear that the Pakistani government will allow them to go across, and this is a little embarrassing for Pakistan to have these people wanting to go to fight for the other side. But it also shows the delicate balancing act required by President Musharraf to keep things together here.
There was a massacre in Pakistan over the weekend, 16 Christians killed by masked gunmen.
Yes, yesterday morning at Sunday services at a church in Bahawalpur in Punjab province. The dead included a number of women and children and a priest, and more than a dozen people were wounded. Sectarian violence here between Sunni and Shiite Muslims in the area where this occurred is nothing new, but attacks on Christians are relatively rare, and while no official is saying so publicly, the suspicion here is that Islamic extremists unhappy with the U.S. strikes and Pakistan's support for them are behind this attack.
Any news about Friday's assassination of opposition leader Abdul Haq?
Many, many different stories, nothing definitive. If you talk to different people, you get different answers. Some reports suggest that Haq was on a mission to encourage fellow ethnic Pashtuns, the dominant ethnic group in eastern and southern Afghanistan, to abandon their support for the Taliban and go over to the opposition. According to these accounts, he was working for the CIA. On the other hand, the other explanation heard here, including from some close to Haq, is that he had been begging the U.S. and the British for help for weeks now, but he had gotten nowhere and decided to go it alone and went in with just a few of his own supporters. Whatever the truth is, one thing is clear. His quick capture and his prompt execution will definitely deter others who may have been thinking about doing something similar.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Islamabad.